Welcome to this video series on sociocultural theory in language teaching, learning and assessment. In this video we will discuss perhaps one of the central concepts of Vygotsky's sociocultural theory, mediation. So in addition to mediation, we will talk about physical and psychological, that is symbolic, tools mediating our functioning. We will also talk about lower and higher forms of mental functioning, how symbolic tools create those higher forms of mental functioning. So in the introductory video to this series, we discussed how the individual development cannot be understood without the social. For Vygotsky, the social environment is the source of development, not just one factor, but the source of development. And because the social environments are different, as we are different as individuals, so is the development. Right? Remember, we talked about the development stages are the same for everyone. For Vygotsky, that would be meaningless, because social environment in different societies, different families, in different groups, you can go as big or as small on this scale, they are different. And the social creates development. So in essence, the external world models our mind, which in turn transforms this external world. So how exactly this happens roots in the observation that human beings do not act directly on the world. Rather, their cognitive and material activities are mediated or guided by physical and symbolic tools. So any human activity, particularly their higher mental functionings, which we'll talk a bit later, they are mediated by objects, such as, and above all, language and activities, and by others. So this mediation is how we regulate or change the world, others in it, and ourselves, our own functioning. Right? And here the distinction should be made between lower forms of mental function or elementary functions and higher forms of mental functioning. Right? Our attention to a sudden noise is involuntary. This is a direct. You do that, right, when you hear sudden noise. Higher forms of attention, right, to conversation, for example, are regulated by us, and they're mediated by tools such as language. These are voluntary, these are conscious. For example, when we hear our name in a conversation, right? We do that in a very conscious way. We turn our attention to that. So Vygotsky's interest was in this sort of qualitative, transformative change that mediation brings to our mental functioning. So using tools modifies the ways that we function and helps us to modify the environment. The tools are the product of our culture, and they do change the way that we interact with the world, right? And there are different tools we can use to change it, but just like physical tools can be used to change the environment, psychological or symbolic tools are used to control and transform our human beings' psychological processes. Language is, of course, only one of them, maybe the most important of them for us human beings, but it's not the only one, right? So the way we learn numeracy is important too, for example. Some of us, some of you can recognize this multiplication table you see on the left. And in my time, I learned it by heart. In other educational systems, multiplication is taught as repeated addition, right? 5 times 2 is 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. And I once saw a post on Facebook where a family or mother moved to the US. They said like they were complaining about their child receiving 0 points after having written that 5 times 2 is 5 plus 5, because she thought that's the same, right? She was taught this multiplication table. You just do it, like, learn it by heart. It's the same outcome, right? But the outcome, even though the outcome is the same, it doesn't have the same meaning, right? Because when you learn it as a repeated addition, you can build on that, right? As a when you learn the powers, for example, as repeated multiplication. A different approach to multiplication is called the lattice multiplication, also known as Italian method or Chinese method or even the Japanese method. And I asked a Japanese colleague of mine about that. He said, I don't know what it's about, but it's not important. What is important is that it allows for a different way of thinking about the multiplication, right? Even though you can write this 12 times 13, like 12 times 13, right, that would be 6, that would be 3, that would be 2, that would be 1, like so, right? So essentially this is the same, if you look at it, right? But because it's represented graphically in a different way, right, it creates a different sort of way of thinking about multiplications as intersections of those dots and points, like between the lines, right? So their intersection becomes the way that you think about the multiplication of two numbers. So thinking of it as intersection is different, right? So it changes our psychological functioning. Remember that mediation leads our development, right? And because it is mediated by this kind of numeracy system, or like way of thinking of multiplication, it results in qualitatively different development. We'll talk about how mediation leads development more in the third video to this series. Right, a different example comes from the previous video when we talked about Aymara people, whose concept of time is that the past is in front and the future is behind. And then when they learn English, somebody would say, like, see bright future ahead of you. And it's like, it changes their conception of time, right? But it's more to that, because it's the whole qualitative transformation of their whole system of higher order functioning. Maybe they learn to introspect, right? If you can imagine the future in front, you can imagine seeing it in front, right? You learn to things like introspect, rather than just thinking about something which is unknown and in the past. So learning in English, right, can mean much more than just acquiring some sort of a system of a language, like grammar, for example. That's a very good example. It comes from a lesson of Finnish for the university staff and doctoral students. This one of the participants in that, Olga, who engaged in a task, in a communicative task, of the task was like where from you can learn more about the imperfective. And this is what happens. She started by saying courses, and the teacher, as the teachers would do, right, the learner is not feeling comfortable. They don't know which way ending would come in this locative case, and she says, "Jo, Suomen kurssilla, kurssilta," right? Yes, from a Finnish course. And then there was a kind of pause of some sort, and the learner said, "Like, I've got a question." And the teacher said, like, yes. And the learner responded, like, why is it kurssilta, not kurssista? She knew by that time that this this LTA ending would refer to people, and suddenly there is Kursilta. And the teacher said, well, because course is an activity. Right? But then, however, the room is a place, and course is an activity. And Olga then said, well, what about from the internet? Why not internetilta? Internet is an activity. So she was kind of referring to the internet, like to the browsing, to activity of browsing. And really, kind of, why is it a place? Right, it's not a place, it's not a physical thing. Right? And the teacher said, like, yeah, it's a good question. Is it a place? Like, or it's a good question. So what is really important to note here is not that it's not straightforward, right? In the Finnish language, and it's not always, and I think with place names particularly, it's quite difficult for a lot of people. They would argue about which ending it takes, even, right? But what is more important is that when Olga learns Finnish, right, she would start thinking about those places or things, activities like internet, in a different way, right? It's no longer an activity for her, but a place when she speaks Finnish, right? Because of the way that the teacher mediated her development. Right, it's not about an ending per se. It's about change of her thinking. Right, the semantic categories are different between what she is used to and how it's used in the Finnish language. Right, they're not these higher forms of mental functioning. They're not just built on these lower forms. Right, it's not as easy as or simple as involuntary attention. This is when you are doing it consciously, right? Like here, the whole system of thinking about the world, right, about some processes and that changes, right? It does involve these lower forms, but they're not kind of like a new story on top of the like old one, lower one. So, and this means that the individual is not forgotten in the sociocultural theory. Quite the opposite. It's both the environment and the individual who are important, and because they change one another, right? The environment changes the individual. The individual is mediated in their interaction with others in the environment, and as they develop, they start mediating or changing the environment. So in this video we learned bits about what mediation is about, what it is, but also about the lower and higher forms of mental functioning and how symbolic and physical tools transform our psychological processes, but also the world. Thank you.